Good evening. It is Friday the 13th.
Oh!
May 2022.
Yo! Mercury's in retro.
And we are live. Thank you for joining us here on Rucksack Radio, the podcast for Patriots. Patriots, hosted by two veterans, one mission and 1776 reasons.
And Jenny.
Jenny on Friday. Beautiful Jenny on Fridays with us. How y'all doing?
Pitching, man.
Hot as balls, bro.
Hey, Sarah.
My eye just started punching. I just started getting punched in the eye in the last 5 minutes.
Little pre-show complications.
I'm so just fucking ready to nuke everything technological.
You can't do it.
I've uploaded the show with Adam to Rumble 3 times.
Oh.
And every time it goes all the way through, and then I get this error that says video file not found on server, please remove and upload. 3 times I've done it. It's a Rumble thing because it's I have no problems anywhere else. I don't know what's going on with
they
it.
They had a problem with Rumble. They were trying to something was happening with that 2000 mules, I think. And they were like they got hacked or something. Something happened just recently in the last like week or two.
Well, apparently it's still not working because it can't be. I've done everything that I normally do. I upload the same way, and I only uploaded to Rumble. I didn't have anything else running. It was just everything on the computer was dedicated to Rumble. It ran through to 100% upload, and then I get the same damn error every time. So it's not going to Rumble because I'm not fucking with
it.
I think you have to.
You have to break up your relationship with Adobe and try something different.
Well, this has nothing to do with Adobe. This is just a regular MP4 file that's uploading to Rumble, and it's not.
Now, can you download it to something else first and then upload it to Rumble? You know what I'm trying to say? Another platform, and then will that help it? Or I don't know. I don't understand.
No, I don't think so. It's just a regular file. It's the same file that I upload to YouTube. It's just a standard MP4 file. So I don't.
Okay, so you made it say
I don't know
to YouTube. G-Man said.
But I'm just giving up on it. Not even going to bother with it. So, anyway, hey.
Would it be easier, Tom, would it be easier to have like maybe one or two shows a week just like straight up live and then like concentrate on one or two shows that you know you're going to actually tape and record? Would that be easier for you or
what, to cut back from 4 shows to 2?
No, like you're going to have 2 like that are listed, like that are like recorded, but like 2 that are actually like live, you know, that
either way, they're going to have to record the same way. I'm going to have to record the
video
and audio
to upload it later on.
Yeah.
To save you that time. Like pick one that's just like, this is a live show. If you miss this show, you're not getting it anywhere else. But the other 2, they're going to be recorded.
I see what
you're saying.
Yeah,
I could do something like that, or maybe 2 and make one like a subscriber thing. I don't
know.
I'm open to all kinds of ideas, but I'm not doing anything different than I've normally done in the past. And it's just the whole world of technology is whatever. I bitch about it every show. Sorry. That's no fun to listen to if you're in the audience. It's Putin's. That's right, Sarah. It's Russia. It's Putin.
It is Russia.
Just blame everything on Putin like Biden does. No baby formula, Putin's problem.
It's
his fault. No. Oh, man, I tell you. It's wild. I don't even, I was going to dive into some headlines tonight, but I'm just Friday. I'm not even going to worry about it. We can chit-chat about whatever else. Yeah, I've got some funny stories and some wild, weird stuff here. There's nothing in the news that I even want to bother with right now.
It's not even new. It
all sucks. It's all the same old crap. If by now people haven't realized, I mean, this is by far the worst tandem presidential administration and session of Congress ever. There is so much that is going wrong. If people by now don't realize that this is by design, you don't fuck this much up at once without trying to do so. And at the very least, if they weren't trying to do so, not reversing your policies that are making it happen makes it just as deliberate. Because he could easily reverse all of this by just reversing everything he's done, right? Do the opposite of everything you've done so far, and things are going to start getting better in literally every area. But they won't. They won't do that because they'll never admit they're wrong on anything.
Well, they're not wrong.
Boris, you're right. I never thought in my life that I'd see Jimmy, you know, Carter come in. Like, you know, looking, Carter looks like Reagan compared to frickin' Biden. it's unbelievable. Like, I would applaud Carter crossing the Delaware right now. Like, look at him go. He's a patriot. Yeah. It's just ridiculous. Carter's like, he's like Bobby Fischer compared to Biden. It's a prodigy. It's unreal. It really is. The weird thing is again, that they get so much wrong. Now, today, where was the White House disinformation czar on this one? The White House put out a tweet saying that, you know, Biden took office. He didn't have a vaccine to work with. That was a real tweet by the White House. It's like, where is little Miss Mary Scary Poppins disinformation twat on this one? You know, it's like, oh, my God. They just lie and lie and lie, and they continue to screw things up. And the people that support them are just everything's great. It's Trump's fault. No, it's not. It's nothing to do with Trump. It's an NRA shirt, Gads. It's an old one. I've had it for a while. I liked it. It says like big letters, like I am the NRA on the back. I like to wear this one around in public too, because it just. I know by the looks on people's faces where they stand. It's instant because the left can't hide their disdain. They can't hide their emotions. I would love to play poker against some of them because they'd suck. They got no poker face, right? They can't hide their emotions. They see the shirt and you could see them get all tensed up right away. Like, oh, I know how you vote. You know, it's just by looking at them.
Hair wasn't enough.
Fucking idiots, man.
The purple hair is a dead giveaway. But,
well, yeah, the purple hair or the pregnant chick with a beard.
Well, the Calvin Klein now.
Yeah, the Homer Simpson. They got modeling for him now with the beer belly. Yeah, I saw that too. Unbelievable. It's not. I saw somebody had a tweet today, and I couldn't resist myself, and I thought for sure I was going to get yanked for this, but I didn't so far. But somebody it was just a regular account, but they're a larger account, and they had tweeted, "The foreplay is just about done. Now get ready to get fucked." You know, like by the government. And I'm like, yeah, with Rachel Levine's dick. You know, and it's I'm just waiting for sure. Somebody's gonna report that sooner or later. We get ganked off, but you know, it's yeah, it's just awful. But everybody's bitching about it all day long, all everywhere. It's all news. So tonight's show is just going to be a lot of absurdity. It's going to be off the charts, go everywhere, lock your kids in a closet, do something. Just they don't want to listen to any of this show.
Oh shit!
Because we're going to start and we're going to end in the same general. Same general right. place.
Mothers and daughters when we come out.
Let's right.
You let's know play. Where that one goes.
We're gonna have a few of these guess the mug shots tonight. So, what do you guys think, Jenny? What do you think? What did this guy do?
He did. Again, I'm gonna say he did something at his mother's house.
All right. Something at his mother's house. Phil, what do you got here?
He put his own Arby's secret sauce in his sandwich and gave it to this random woman.
Phil's probably closest. This story is from a couple years back, but Robert Leo Casey, Florida man.
No. The hell you say?
Arrested for masturbating while driving naked.
Why
also, a pistol in his anus.
Oh, who hasn't done that, for Christ's sakes? Why is he arrested for it?
Fort Pierce, Florida. It's pretty monotonous for those who work on the road. But on Monday, a tow truck driver. Say it three times fast. Things. Eddie Dames got an eyeful when he pulled alongside a buck naked white male who was beating off while driving, according to a police report. It was later revealed that the man, identified as Robert Lee O'Casey, had also inserted a children's toy gun into his anus.
Oh, my God.
It was a little squirt 45.
Hopefully it wasn't one of those cap guns.
The one that squeezes.
Whole other meaning of cap, bust a cap in your ass, you know.
Dames called 911 and unsuccessfully tried to block the exhibitionist from traveling further on the highway. Fort Pierce police officers pulled over Casey, who they witnessed struggling to get his pants on while behind the wheel of his Jeep Cherokee. Jeep Cherokee.
He had to get his pants over the gun in his ass.
When officers asked, sir,
why do you got that in your ass? I'm trying to prevent the shit stains.
It's a super soaker.
And the gun's a squirt gun, too.
It's a win-win.
When officers asked Casey why he was driving around in the buff, Casey reportedly said he has problems with this and is getting therapy. That's the thing I do. Every Wednesday afternoon, I just go around jacking off down the highway, putting things in my ass.
My therapist facepalms more than Tom before the show.
My God.
After Casey was arrested and transported to St. Lucie jail, a pat-down revealed that he had a toy pistol tied to his inner thigh. How did you wait till he got to that point before you found this? On a more serious note, this is how like cops end up getting shot because they don't do proper pat-downs and searches on these guys that have stuff sooner and they don't find it till later. This happens. They'll find this stuff like in booking and stuff. You know, but when police tried to remove it, they found that half of the 8-inch long, 1/2-inch wide orange barrel.
Oh no!
I've been inserted in Casey's anus. The police report quoted. He also had a black cloth tied around the base of his penis and ball sack.
Oh, my gosh.
To what? Hold the pistol grip?
Apparently.
Please do this while he's
every time I hit a bump, it goes from 4 inches to 8 inches.
So you need to fix these.
That's why
bubbles.
I went through the construction. He's jerking him off and fucking himself
while he's driving.
It's ridiculous.
With a gun while driving. And women say men can't multitask. Take that!
This guy's massaging his own prostate while he's driving down the road.
And punching the clown.
Oh, man. All right, so we're starting the show hot. That's what we... So here's an animal story. A terrifying goblin shark that grows to 20 feet. That's just
serious.
Yeah,
I've seen these. They're badass.
It lives in the deepest, darkest parts of the ocean. You guys have seen these things? Yeah, they, okay, then I'll just put the picture up then. I was going to wait until I got through the article, but I had a couple of pictures of these scary-ass creatures.
These things are fugly.
Yeah. Goblin shark is the stuff nightmares are made of, with a fossil-like appearance and razor-sharp teeth. They live at the bottom of the ocean, but there have been sightings, or there have been many sightings over the years.
Did you pull this picture from a dating website?
Yeah. Liberal Twitter.
<Lips of Twitter. laughs>
It's originally found, discovered off of the coast of Japan in 1898. It says that they can grow up to 20 feet in length, and the species is thought to date back 125 million wow. years.
Ooh. That's awesome.
That's old.
Yeah.
It does, G-Man.
Yeah. Goblin sharks, it's actually better looking, it says there. That they're covered in something known as an ampullae of Lorenzini, a network of electroreceptors that detect electric fields in the water. And these allow sharks to sense the electric fields produced by prey. Fascinating. I got another picture of these scary ass things. A better picture. I mean, it looks like something like out of a freaking Harry Potter book or something.
Oh my God. Cece. Oh my God.
Cece says it looks like a used condom.
What kind of condoms have you seen in your life that have teeth?
Cece.
You see, the horn is for pre-penetration. See, that's just to get the prep the area for the hog that comes in afterwards.
They have a pair of, let's see, they. When the prey is located, the goblin shark uses its natural buoyancy provided by its liver to float silently towards its victim. Then a pair of extendable jaws then lunge for the prey.
Man. That is one ugly motherfucker.
I'm telling you, the oceans scare me more than anything else. It's like there is stuff living in there, and this is just the stuff we know of.
I just watched a video this week on YouTube about what scientists think would happen if we dropped a nuke into the Mariana Trench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not good.
Oh my gosh. No.
Not good would happen.
No.
So a woman in shock after microblading eyebrow procedure goes horribly wrong.
Oh God. Wait.
A mother of two has been left with unfortunate and semi-permanent tattooed eyebrows. After an unskilled makeup artist botched her microblading procedure.
Their faces like that. I don't understand.
Crystal Weinstock from Houston paid. Yeah, I'll put the before picture up.
She's probably perfect. She's probably
good. All right. Let's see.
I don't see anything wrong with these before pictures. She's an attractive lady. With the eyebrows look like. What's wrong with those eyebrows? Is there anything wrong with these?
No, they're beautiful. Okay. They're full and they're shaped well.
Yep. Crystal Weinstock from Houston paid $340 to have this procedure done, which sees small needles pierce the skin with semi-permanent pigment to create a fuller brow. The procedure is supposed to leave eyebrows looking neat and tidy for a long period of time if done correctly. Unfortunately, hers were not. Let's take a look at what
she's
happened.
She's adorable.
To her.
I know.
Yeah, I think they're exactly. Not so much anymore, though.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Are you serious? Oh, my God. They fucked up her face. Oh, my God.
Her eyebrows have eyelashes now. I mean, what is going on with this?
This poor woman.
She looks like one of those dinosaurs in Jurassic Park with the feathers that come out the top.
Can you blow that up, Tom? So I want to see it up close. Like it's like every single. So it's like tattooed on her face. Holy shit!
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Where's the smile from the last picture?
Wow.
She said she feels humiliated by what happened to her. You did it to yourself. There was no need to do this.
Hey, you stoopy. God gave you pretty good eyebrows. Just fucking keep them like that.
She says, although it was embarrassing to share her story, she hopes it makes people realize how important it is to check the credentials of the artist. No, how about it's just important as if you look good to start with.
Just don't
screw
it up.
With
exactly.
What you got.
Yeah. How about you don't tattoo your fucking eyebrows?
Oh my
on?
God. So she's been walking around like this?
Yeah.
I think she has a
oh
choice.
Oh my God.
I mean, well, how do you fix that? You just fill it all in?
I don't.
She's going to keep going back and do that until her eyebrows are 2 inches high in her face? So I'll walk around looking like she's got a headband on.
I think
on.
She can do the tattoo remover, but I think that'll probably scar more than anything else and cause a mess. Oh, man, she's screwed. Holy shit. No, I like my hairy.
I don't know why women do this stuff. We've had so many of these types of stories on the show, like between the eyebrows and the lip filler. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it.
You're a single guy, right?
Yeah.
Are eyebrows even in the top five things that you look at when you first look at a woman?
Yes and no.
But they're like too
busy. No, they're not. But if they look like that, yes. Then I know it's right, then it's an automatic disqualifier. Like, I couldn't even try to talk myself into masturbating to something like that.
I could talk myself. I wouldn't actually.
You would just be like this. He would just cover the top part. He'd be like, all right, this is fun. Just stay right there.
You'd have to for the story.
It couldn't look, it's like a bad accident. You couldn't look away from it. It's just like, no, there it is again. Damn it.
Test your aim and see if you can fill in those eyebrows.
I'd have to stick a gun halfway in my ass or something. I think.
Hit a bump.
Ladies, don't be touching your eyebrows. No. Leave them alone.
Yeah, just.
Yeah, guys, don't give a fuck what your eyebrows
beautiful,
look
beautiful,
like.
Just the way you are.
Unless you screw them up.
Unless you have single, a unibrow. Two if you single have a gentlemen. Unibrow, you have to handle that shit. But, you know.
If
it looks out of the ordinary, then we'll notice. But typically, nobody gives a fuck what you're.
If I see that, you might as well have big shoes on and start juggling things. You're pretty much a clown to me at that point in time, anyway. Oh man, I'm telling you.
That was
oh my god! I can't believe she's walking around. I would be fucking pissed. Holy shit!
Oh, Florida woman smokes crack and bites off her ex-lover's penis.
Oh, wait. That's a good one, actually, Phil. Damn it.
Thank you.
I don't think I could beat that one, Tom. I don't think I could beat that one.
Well, Phil's... He's got the Florida part right. Ashley Holton accused of masturbating on Florida highway.
Oh.
Who gives a fuck? Does she have a gun up her ass?
Well, I don't think you're supposed to just sit in the middle of a highway and do it.
Just on the shoulder.
Just do it. Nobody gives a shit. Shoulder. What's the body look like? We'll see.
Drivers pulled illegal U-turns just to catch a glimpse of Ashley Holton, witnesses said. The 35-year-old woman was arrested on May 26th for masturbating on Highway 484 in Ocala, Florida. A witness told authorities that Holton had slowed traffic for more than 30 minutes before deputies arrived.
Watch her jerk off.
The witness also said that honking car horns only seemed to encourage her.
Honk, honk. Yeah, you want to see this? Yeah, you want it faster? Honk, honk.
Here, let me go faster.
She's got her leg up like a cat.
Stop behind
she was in the road or like on a car, like on her car, like in the middle of the road.
When a Marion County Sheriff's deputy approached her, Holton pulled up her shirt and bra, exposing her breasts, according to the report. Holton was arrested and taken to Marion County Jail. When an officer attempted to put pants on her, the report said Holton kicked and bit her.
I'd be naked.
She described her chomping of the officer as a love tap. According to...
Just made her more wet.
Holton's alleged antics didn't stop once she had entered the jail, where she continued to resist.
I thought you meant masturbating.
She continued to resist the officers by spreading her legs, exposing her vagina, and telling the officers to kiss her there.
Now, we know she didn't say, kiss my vagina.
Kiss me there. No, probably not.
We know she didn't say, kiss me there.
Holton, who the report said may have been under the influence of alcohol, was charged with exposure of sexual organs, battery on a law enforcement officer, resisting an officer, and disorderly conduct.
Oh, my God.
Should not be illegal.
I want to know if she finished. That's all I want to know.
Nah, well, 30 minutes. Does it usually take you 30 minutes when you're in manual transmission? No.
That's okay.
Depends, I mean,
on where Mercury, yeah, depends on where Mercury is. Yeah, it'll be rough a couple weeks.
Kazakh. I can't even.
Tom's mind water there.
It's like a delay. It's like a 2 minute delay. It's like, oh shit. I didn't really have it.
There's all kinds of delay going on up here.
Yes, she did have nice eyebrows, CC, but it kind of begs the question, doesn't it? Did she get her whatever tattooed?
Yeah.
Did she shave all that and tattoo that?
I didn't even think of that question. I don't know if it begs that question. I didn't think of that at all.
Go on there. Don't worry, you didn't have to. We went there for you.
That's right. Yeah, I'll do it for everyone.
The Kazakh Titan issues challenge to the Iranian Hulk in a bizarre call-out. The huge bodybuilder from Kazakhstan has decided that it's now time to wade into the world of celebrity giant boxing by challenging the Iranian Hulk.
Wait, this is not the one that's like fucking Titan. Ashtray, right? The same bodybuilder guy that has the sex dolls. This is a different one?
Okay. No. This is different.
No, I've seen the Kazakh. Yeah, I've seen the Kazakh Titan. He's pretty ripped.
Almat Baykotovic is an influencer from Kazakhstan who claims to have performed a variety of amazing feats of strength as well as being a master of combat. Whether those feats happen or that combat prowess is real, it's anybody's guess. But one thing we do know is that he fancies a crack at Garibi, who recently pulled out of a fight against fellow behemoth Martin Ford. I got some videos I'll put on online later. It's scary shit some of these dudes.
This guy?
Not this, another guy's world's scariest man. No, he's Ken taking Shamrock? Up. The guy he is fighting, wants to fight, is it's really cartoonish. Like Fred Flintstone or something.
Oh my God. He's a little top heavy. Yeah. No neck.
I am power builder.
He called Omar, says, I am master at MMA and master at combat sambo. Let's fight, Sajjad. Let's fight. Not you, Hulk. You, Sajjad. Let's fight.
I can guarantee you neither one of them are masters at MMA.
Combat sambo. Sambo is, by the way, a Soviet-era martial art that is quite a bit like wrestling. Not exactly the perfect training for boxing. But he's certainly big enough to pack a punch. Yeah.
Yeah, if he can hit you.
They just don't.
I've taken a couple of sambo classes. Sambo's pretty legit, actually. But there's no way that either one of these guys are built for 5 minutes fights for a 5 minute round. They're built for 30 seconds.
Yeah, like
rounds.
Quick and
yeah.
Heavy.
Yeah. Well, I just don't want to get squeezed by him.
How big is he?
That much muscle fills up with oxygen.
How tall is he, Tom? Is he tall? Is he short?
I can't tell. No, he's taller. I don't have his. Oh wait, hold on here. Let's see.
I know, like that's important, but I can.
No, I don't have that. I don't have his vitals.
Okay. Sarah's right. Both of these guys gas out in 45 seconds.
For sure. I still want to see it. I'm going to find the videos. I'll post them because the videos.
What's the name of it? You got just posted in our chat thing, Majiggy, so I can look at it. And that'll be like my midnight search.
Jenny might use it. You know?
This is Mercury retrograde. It's only going to take 15, okay?
I don't have the article here. I'll get it up later. It's
so alive.
I'm not giving that to Jen. She's not gonna look at that motherfucker later. Are you kidding me?
I just saw it. If I'm trying to dick around doing too much with the chatting and copying and pasting, then I'm not the silence and other things aren't happening. So
that's what makes it fucking hilarious, because Jenny gets it right away. And seeing the light bulb going over your head is just fucking funny as shit. Wait, what did you say? You said you'll get it up later, Tom.
So
oh boy, I'm out of my mind. Please leave a message.
Out of my mind, please leave a message. What did this guy do, Jenny?
Oh boy, he definitely ran out in the middle of traffic and molested a traffic cone. That's my fault. Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay.
With or without Lou?
Oh, without, definitely.
Yeah, he can't.
Definitely.
Phil?
I'm going to say he tried to divorce his parents, which were also his brother and sister.
Edward Taberta, accused of sex with pool raft yet again.
So yeah, I was almost there.
Yet again.
A traffic cone, close.
You're close. Yeah, he was arrested in Hamilton, Ohio, for allegedly having sex with an inflatable pool raft by the side of the road.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fox 19 reports.
Was it a ducky? Was it like a blow-up ducky or like one of those sharks?
There's no picture.
Unicorn. It's coming out of his ass.
Was he wearing water wings at the time? You know, this is the fourth time that Taberta has been arrested for this kind of offense.
So he loves his blow-ups. Oh, wow.
In 2011, he was caught with his pants down in an alley with his neighbor's pink inflatable raft. He went to jail, but was arrested again in 2013 for having sex with the exact same raft.
They kept the raft?
Yes, which inexplicably did not enter
the wall. My neighbor's dick was on my raft. I don't want to fucking keep it.
That's his bitch.
Mm-hmm. I will go and buy another fucking raft. I don't want a raft that my neighbor's dick was.
Her name
fucking.
Is Rubby. That's her name. That's the name of his raft.
In 2002, he was arrested for publicly pleasuring himself with an inflatable pumpkin.
So at least something with a face.
Well, it just says pumpkin. It doesn't say jack-o'-lantern. Oh, so who knows? Oh, my goodness. That object wasn't a pool toy, though, because come on, man, he needs a little variety. In his newest mugshot, he's wearing a t-shirt that reads, "I am out of my mind. Please leave
us." I wonder what he would do with one of those noodles.
Obviously.
You know, if you gave him a noodle, he'd totally molest a noodle.
I think he's working his noodle. He molests those pools.
Tiny cock sock.
That's right, though. Why don't these neighbors throw out the raft after the first time? They kept it
for
2 years.
Disgusting.
Fuck you. Like, there's no fucking way.
The kids are playing on that raft, and he had his junk on that raft. Oh, my God. This is bitch. Oh, God. No.
Get somebody just like the community chip in and spend a few bucks on a blow-up doll. Here, take this home. Just take it home. I don't want it anymore. Keep it now.
We don't care where you fuck it. We don't care if you even wash it when you're done. Stop fucking our pool things.
Come on, man. It's my water wing.
It's my kid's water wing, because the adult one would be a little bit too big, I'm sure.
Oh.
Although, I don't know. Have we ever looked at mentally disturbed people's penis size?
Oh boy, it's a whole other show, Phil. Horse. That's a whole other show.
I don't think there's.
It's a whole other show.
That's oh my.
What's the headline here? Anybody in the chat got a guess? Give me a headline in the chat.
Yeah, let's see what the chat says. CeCe's on.
Yeah,
fire
CeCe's tonight. Usually good with the Sarah. Can't see it. Oh, okay. Give it a second, Tom. Let it upload so they can see it.
Should be. Yeah.
You let it upload and I'm going to pour more wine, okay? How's that sound?
Hey. What do you got going on this weekend, Phil?
So I got some stuff going on that I'll talk about. I wanted to talk about before the show, but we had too much shit going on. So I'll talk about it after the show.
All right. Nothing to share with the audience? Nothing generic?
Not currently, no.
All right.
Big things are on the horizon.
Oh,
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, all right. You guys can see the picture in the chat. Anybody got a guess of the headline? Phil, what do you think with this one? What do you think is this guy's story?
This is a tough one.
He looks like he's deep in thought.
Well, I don't think that he can think.
He's on vacation somewhere. He's on vacation.
Seriously, threatened his mom for flushing his meth.
Yeah, he was like popping a molly or something like that. And
boy gets called douchebag by his dad for looking like a douchebag.
Maybe it has something to do with
the Florida cops taser naked burglar who pooped and masturbated when the homeowner pulled a gun.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. Is this Florida too? This is Florida, isn't it? It is. It's freaking Florida. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I got to jerk off more.
Did this turn you on? enlightening? This is inspiring?
I never thought about jerking off and shitting at the same time.
It's a frumpy, I've heard. They're flumpy. Flumpy. Somehow. I may have heard this. A Florida homeowner's desperate 911 call reveals the moment a naked home invader allegedly broke into his family's home before pleasuring himself on the floor and then defecating throughout the house.
Amber Heard's brother, yeah.
Step one, eat Taco Bell. Step two, break into the parents' house. Step three, jerk off. Step four, release Taco Bell.
Why is it always Florida?
It's a four-step program.
What the hell?
He's not potty trained, apparently.
Or White Castle, since it's Florida.
He dropped off of my roof and ran right into my house, the terrified owner told police dispatch at North Fort Myers. I don't know who the hell he is, but he's naked and he's running in my damn house.
Oh, my God.
Gregory Matthew Bruni, 21, of Venice, was tasered into submission by police on Monday night after he allegedly stormed the home after first dropping onto the homeowner from its rooftop.
Was he on something?
We're going to find out.
I got a question, Tom.
Yeah.
You're a cop. Or, you know, you spend time in uniform. You ever tasered somebody?
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't be able to, well, you can probably venture a guess.
I've seen it done many times.
If he was tasered with his rock hard penis in his hand, did his dick go limp?
I've never seen anybody tased with their dick in their hand. So I don't.
Would you get like stuck to each other because you're like kind of stuck in that position?
I do.
Or do you get that grip like, on the fucking thing?
I
like
did
everything
stuck,
convulses, like, right? So you really got a purple helmet then.
I did see once a black guy that went about maybe 6'3", 6'4", 260 pounds in a diaper and a Burger King crown running down the sidewalk, beating on windows, get tasered and go down like a sack of bricks.
Oh, my God.
That was interesting. But
that's CC's question. Sounds like one from Airplane, the movie.
Did you just see a naked man masturbating?
Naked man masturbating in public?
Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You like gladiator films?
We got to get this man to a hospital. What is it? It's a big building. Nurses and doctors.
Oh, the frightened victim told police he had gone outside to inspect loud noises on his roof around 6:50 p.m. when the naked man jumped off of it, partially landing on top of him.
Started gyrating his hips in my face. His dick tasted like lotion. Wait, how do you know that?
Bruni.
That's exactly it, Jennifer.
I'm just seeing it now. Someone falls off your roof, fucking on your face, and they start fucking your face. Like, what the hell's going on?
Brunei, allegedly next.
Instinctively just open your mouth.
gotta snort. We're getting to that part, Cece. The castle doctrine. Bernard allegedly next ran inside the hole where the victim left his wife before pulling a 72-inch television off the wall and breaking it on the living room floor. So he's naked. He jumps off the roof.
He's fucking the dude.
On top of the guy, then runs in his house and rips his TV off the wall.
That's just disrespectful.
This guy's sober. I bet you he's sober.
Brunei then allegedly grabbed the wet dry vacuum cleaner and emptied its liquid contents on the floor, where officers say he later sucked it up in his mouth. Yeah, it's like the dog's vomit or something. At this moment, when the husband told his wife to grab a gun from the back room, when she returned, she fired.
Get your gun.
When she returned, she fired three shots from a 38 caliber revolver at Brunei, but missed. How do you get so
Well, it's a snub nose. They're not accurate.
What is she, like Elmer Fudd? It's just.
I would have loved
she was looking at his crank while she was trying to shoot him. He had an impressive cock.
Oh my god. My boy, big thighs you have, Grandpa.
I haven't seen one that big in years.
Herman! You gotta look at this thing.
I've already tasted it, Ethel.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Oh, possibly reacting to the shots, Brunei fell to the ground of their living room, but began pleasuring himself instead of cowering. So he gets shot at, and he just starts punching the ground. Great! Shoot me again! Shoot me again!
Turn it on!
I'll shoot back!
Turn it on!
This thing's loaded too!
I'm not gonna miss!
Your husband wore me out!
Oh, man. He's lying on my floor. He ran in my fucking house naked, hooting and hollering and tearing shit up, the homeowner yelled on the line to police. Brunei next ran into the victim's son's bedroom, according to the victim, where he started rubbing his face into articles of clothing he found.
Sniffing. Doing the Biden sniff.
So far, this is the best story ever we ever done on the show.
He looks
your boy smells so good.
The homeowner then grabbed a shotgun from the master bedroom and used it to hold Brunei until police arrived. Lay down, motherfucker. Lay down. The homeowner is heard shouting over the phone.
Stop this little shit.
All right, but I'm not going to stop off.
Upon officer's arrival, they describe Brunei as speaking, but without making any sense. I think nothing he's done to this point in time alludes to any measure of sanity at all.
Everything else is completely logical.
Yes.
His speech, however.
Allegedly tried to escape police several times, prompting officers to use a taser on him to get him under control. He was taken to Lee Memorial Hospital, where doctors were unable to immediately identify what Brunei was on. They said further tests were underway. Brunei faces charges of damage to property, burglary, battery, resisting an officer. Officers later discovered that Brunei had defecated near the home's front door and in the home's hallway
Jesus
as well.
Christ. Oh my God.
This is like some kind of attack here. I mean, he jumps off the roof naked on top of somebody.
Face
runs in the living room and rips the TV off the wall,
shits all over the place.
Ethel shoots at him and misses, and he just lays down on the floor and starts jerking off.
Drinks the dog puke.
He drinks. He empties the wet vac and drinks the contents.
Probably
rubs his face in the kid's clothing, and then takes a shit in the hallway.
Oh, what a night! What a night!
What if he's jerking off the whole time?
He can't let it go. He jumps out of the window with his hand on his junk. You know, they shoot him. His hand's on his junk. He attacks him.
Then he proceeded to go. He proceeded to go and
Never let's go.
He proceeded to go and vote for Biden several times after that. Oh my goodness. My head actually hurts from laughing.
Holy shit. What's going on? What's going on in Florida down there? Like, is it the water or something?
I don't know.
It's summertime. It's getting warm down there.
That story's not current. It's from a few years ago.
Still freaking crazy.
What time of year, though, I wonder?
I don't know, but... I guess if you hear something on your roof, just call police right away. Don't even go out to investigate it, because it could be this guy who's just planning to ambush you.
Yeah, don't get fucked in the mouth. If you hear something on your roof, just don't get fucked in the mouth. That's all.
Don't shit in my apartment. It's disgusting. Oh. I'm going to have to clean it up.
That's the Rucksack Radio PSA for this weekend. Do not get
fucked in the mouth and let them shit on your floor. Yeah, and it'll be good.
Hey, please check out the show's website, rucksackradio.com. We really appreciate you hanging out with us. Really appreciate those of you that do support the show through just watching us, hanging out with us in the chat, sharing the show, talking about what we do. And those of you that are able to, in these difficult times, help with supporting the show so we can continue to do it. We really appreciate that, too. You can do that through rucksackradio.com. Man, that's the end of my story list for tonight. That was the grand finale right there. I don't know if I could top that the rest of the year.
Throw in some sound effects.
Oh, we can do better.
that's one of the better ones that I've seen in a long time when I was going through looking at stories. Quite the contrast from last night's show.
I mean, I'm a guy. I like jerking off as much as the next guy. I'm not going to run through a stranger's house doing it.
Poop on his carpet. And I mean, you know, suck it.
To be fair, he wasn't running through the house doing it.
I'm okay shitting on somebody else's carpet. I just don't want to jerk off in their house.
He didn't run through the house doing it. He only decided to masturbate once he was shot.
Yeah, that turned him on. That was his thing. That was his kink. Yeah.
Thought it was a party popper. Like, how bad of a shot is this woman? That's what I want to know. I mean,
she was probably scared, shitless, and it's...
Well, you'd think even more, you'd make sure you're aiming at the guy. I mean,
she's probably scared shitless.
I don't know. You got to think of yourself as a woman. You see this kid pull his fucking crank out and start fucking stroking it, and then you're trying to shoot him?
I think it's all the more reason you want him dead. Like, I'm sure I hit this fucking crazy guy.
Seriously.
We don't know. Maybe he had a nice day. She was just admiring him. She's like, all right, I'm just going to try to scare this guy.
Phil is disabled.
Trying to scare this guy.
No, I mean, your connection is disabled. So
I saw it. Okay.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
My connection is slow in.
I can hear yourself.
But, that's all right. Just, you know, it's you guys and your slow internet connections. Killing me. Killing me.
No, shit. We just got rid of the cable today, but we kept the internet. So I don't understand why.
I don't think they're happy with you.
I don't think
they are. So how you all doing in the chat? Hey, what do you got for us? Any questions, comments?
CC has questions.
What'd you think of yesterday's show, Jenny?
How'd you like, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. It was good. Good all the way around. And it was good for people, if they're not on Parler, to watch that and to listen to what, you know, the backstory of it is. So when
cool. I'm working to get it up. I've got to work with Brett on a couple of things because his video was all jacked up. Obviously, if you watched it, you saw that. So I've got everything squared away with Phil and Amy's video and my video in there. But piecing Brett's in there is kind of It's a mess. So it's going to take me some time yet tonight, tomorrow, to get that pieced in there, and then it'll start exporting. So I was hoping it'd be available by Sunday. I think it's probably going to be more realistically Monday by the time it's all pieced in there. But that'll be it's all right. It'll be, get out there. It's a great – I thought it was really – I'm glad they took the time. I think it was – hopefully those that watched got some real good insight into how that jury process works. It's unique. It's thoughtful.
Yeah,
it's really unbiased, and so I think it hopefully answered a few questions for people. I see CC in the chat said she's signed up to be a juror. Great, Sarah, it's got red Crocs delivered. Oh boy,
is there context to that, or is it? I don't understand the red Crocs.
She's not watering her. Watering her fern, awesome. Bill. Okay, leave her Crocs alone.
her big Boston fern.
I just wanted to show you pictures.
Oh,
I heard those are wide, but thin wide. At the same time.
Huge.
Those Boston ferns. May have seen one or two of them.
Oh man, that is so funny. You guys are great. Really cool. It's cool to see you in the chat. It was cool to see so many people in the chat yesterday. I hope that some of those that came in yesterday just kind of for the parlor show will stick around and hang out more. I mean, if that was your first show.
How did you like doing it?
You know, usually.
How did you like the show?
I loved it. It was great. I mean, it was really cool to have Amy on. And that's a topic I've been wanting to have on. We've tried to have them on before. Boris, thanks so much for tuning in. I'm glad that you're here. Usually, you know, the format of our show is typically, we do, you know, we'll start off first half of the show is usually some headline stuff, and we talk about current events and things just like everybody does, but usually we cover some different things as well. And then the second half of the show just turns into what the whole show was tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But we need that levity, you know, we need some of the nonsense, and it's cool. They're not taking our sense of humor away. They're not taking our speech away.
Nah.
Fuck them. So, this is what we do.
Exactly right.
So, yeah, I don't have much going on this weekend other than I'm going to be working on stuff with the shows, but it's still warm. I'm sweating in here and I got the air conditioner running outside the studio area. And
is it going to stay warm
still,
is it going to get cold again?
It's going to cool down, and next week's only supposed to be in the 60s, okay. It looks like, which nice. Is perfect. 60 to 70 is my sweet spot. Give me that year-round, and I'd be happy. But it's been in the 90s the last couple days, and it's just
that's
humid.
That's warmer than me.
I'm a stockier kid, you know? So I don't do well with all that humidity.
Is it cold up there by you, Phil? I know you have some warm – it was warm, too, for a little while, right?
No, we had a high of 89 today, a low of 87.
Wow.
So I'm sweating
balls.
So
it's really hot up there for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not used to it. I mean, once summer actually, I mean, it was, I think,
in
the 40s and 50s last week. So, I mean, it's, mm-hmm. you know, once I get used to it, I'll be okay. But I got used to the cold, and now it's hot.
Yeah,
it's
like, overnight. Jesus,
fuck. I mean, I love it, but I don't.
Come on. Yeah, it's Wisconsin weather, you know, it's just all over the board like that. You should be used to that. You spent enough time here.
Well, it's less windy. See, that's the thing with Wisconsin. So much fucking wind. Where I live is in a valley. I live in a valley. There's no wind.
Yeah, Sarah, it's always hot by her.
Yeah, I'm in a wide open area near
yes,
the lake.
Yes, you are.
It's just
entire
wind
state,
all the time.
All the way out to the Mississippi River where they have the bluffs. But good God, Wisconsin is just so fucking windy. It's one of the things I didn't like the most about Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's windy.
It's windy here, but it's a beautiful wind. It's always pretty tough here.
You get that seesaw wind.
Yeah, sometimes
wind, you know?
It
you
stinks
that,
like the beach, and I'm 8 miles from the beach, and it's still like something will come in. I'll be like,
sea breeze.
I'm like, is that beach? I was like, oh God, it's so cool.
That's the beach calling me.
I need to go to the beach.
So what do you guys think about Pennsylvania? And
what? I've been watching this shit online because I don't really engage a lot on social media. It's just like the typical twatter stuff. But I've been watching the back and forth between the Oz and the other woman. And I really don't know. I haven't come up with a conclusion yet. My sister lives in Pennsylvania. She doesn't follow this stuff, but I don't know. So what are your thoughts about it? I'm not crazy about celebrities. I don't give a hoot about Dr. Oz.
I don't think Oz is the right guy. I think Kathy is the right choice for them. I think she's getting undercut. Totally. And I'm so tired of Hannity's pompous ass and all his.
Yeah, he's been bad for like the last week. Yeah.
Hannity's. If I hear him talk about his mixed martial arts shit one more time, I'm going to write him and challenge him.
He's the king. Fucking,
to an octagon myself. Because I'm so tired of hearing him see that. Hearing him. So I can't listen to him. It's just.
You know, and I
dick.
Love Trump, but don't get me wrong. I respect Trump. I love Trump. But it doesn't mean I have to agree with him, like CeCe said. And I'm not.
No, you don't. Exactly.
I'm not down with the whole celebrity thing. Like, I didn't really care for Oz before, and I don't know where he came from, like out of the blue. So I can't. I really.
Opinion. He's the wrong pick. So we'll see what happens. They're trying hard on him. She's now got. I mean, she's got. And that's the thing. The Republicans are doing the same thing they do every time.
I know,
they start
Morris.
Eating their own, and. It's so freaking irritating.
I know, Boris.
I just saw another story here. Let's see. If you remember this, I don't have her name here, but that professor at Old Dominion University was let go, or the one that claimed that sexual attraction to children is not always immoral, and saying that people that are attracted to children should be referred to as minor attracted persons. Instead of pedophiles, because it was stigmatizing.
This was a teacher, a professor?
Yeah. She claimed that like pedophilia was stigmatizing, or he, or whatever they are, and they those people should be referred to as minor attractive persons.
Which
Johns Hopkins Moore Center for the Prevention of Sexual Abuse has hired this person now. Like, it's completely counterintuitive.
Which actually proves the point that I'd heard, I think it was probably at least 7 years ago, that when one side of the aisle, which, you know, the left, when they have an unpopular opinion, all they do is lengthen the title. So they went from pedophile to minor attracted person.
Yeah, so it's like a word scramble. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right, it's word semantics is what it is. I mean, it's the same thing. It's a fucking pedophile. I mean, you're a pedophile.
Yeah, it's awful.
But horrible. Pedophile has a bad stigma to it, so we'll just go minor attracted person. No, you're still a fucking pedophile. If you touch kids, you're a fucking pedophile.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. I want to try to find here real quick. I had somebody just had shared a picture on Twitter, and I want to pull it up on here because this is a real picture, and this is what Hannity is. Hannity's a clown. He's I'm gonna get it up here in a second. It's still loading, so bear with me. But
it pisses me off because Hannity, and then
Hannity's also full of shit.
And Laura
half the time.
Ingraham, she doesn't.
So here you go.
She doesn't float my boat either anymore.
Jesus. Yeah. With Don Lemon and Avenatti, and just gross. And he's such a phony, pompous ass. Anyways, and everybody just totally wants to, you know, bow down and kiss his damn feet because he's been the longest on cable. You know, whatever. Doesn't
that just
make
means
him.
He hasn't gotten caught.
Yeah, well, yeah, and you know what? And so in that in itself doesn't mean anything. He's lost his credibility because of how generic he's got. He's just another corporate shill, really. He's another corporate media dummy, and that's it. He's boring. He's the same redundant show. He doesn't have interesting topics like people sticking guns in their anuses and masturbating down the freeway.
Nor has he ever done. a show like that, I'm sure.
No. It might be why I will never be on Fox or anything like that. But that's just fine. That's not my goal.
Goals what happened with which I'm Dinesh there you go. And Tucker or something? I saw something about that. They won't, I guess Fox News won't say anything about that 2,000 Mules
movie. Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's true no or not.
Clue. Again, it's just the stuff that I see. And I'm just like, you see it go back and forth. And like, oh, Fox News, you know, they ban this from there. And they'll never say this and never say that. It's just, you know, it's constant. It's constant. I haven't seen that, though.
We're going to have to save that topic for another show because we're at our hour here. I mean, we can go longer, but we'll cut off early because that just makes it, you know, it's more work editing. But, well, that's a good topic. Let's bring that up. Let's talk about that next week. Cue that up for next week. We'll talk about Dinesh's 2,000
Mules. I'll do some research on it.
Yeah. But thank you for tuning in tonight, Sarah. I'm glad you got your Crocs. Boris, I'm glad you joined the show last night and watched and hopped in again tonight. Thank you, Cece. Good to see you. Bert, thank you for being in there. Jenny, Phil, as always, thank you so much for hanging out and being a part of the show. Gads, good to see you. I'm sure there's many more that I probably missed in there, but really appreciate you guys. I hope you have an awesome weekend. We'll be live again Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Central. Sunday morning show. Maybe something a little more philosophical this Sunday morning.
Ooh.
Yeah. That little teaser. Little teaser, man.
Teaser. Teaser.
In the business. That's how they call it. Hey, but we are very grateful for your time and for your patriotism. Again, go to rucksackradio.com and check out more about the show there. Friends, there's no substitute for educated, passionate patriots. Value or sacred principles of liberty and take action to deserve them. We're honored to share your company. Rock on. Have a great night and safe weekend. Keep your head on a swivel. And-